As I wrote in Waking Up, I've had many jobs in the coerced work system. The last was as an electrician. But before that, I worked in offices, and before that, I was a student. Universities are global gatherings. Students are drawn from every fold in grandma's apron. From all over the world, young people come, along with older folk, ostensibly there to teach them. A global convergence. One group to teach, the other to learn, or so the story goes. Few tell the truth about this institution. I only know of Karl Popper's invaluable, critical contribution. Few, like he, could so clearly explain how it serves as means for separating we the people from the so-called rulers. Few but he could help us see the mystique it wears as cloak to hide the ugly face of rule. The good news is no one but he could be so authoritative and masterful and eloquent. That is to say, he fills our need perfectly. But there's another charge imposed upon this institution, that being to find the so-called best the earth produces, and this myth that power has conditioned in us to believe as well, that the best, so-called, exists, and that a system can be designed to find the so-called best. This lie power itself believes, or most among them historically do. But others are looking covetously at what more can be squeezed from every single human being, because it could not have escaped power's notice how much innovation only occurs, as Nikola Tesla told them, once we escape the university's strictures. And as Karl Popper said, you know, the university is good for churning out mediocrity. That's what it does. Because in order to do real important work, we have to get free of the system in our head. I began delving into the issue of work full-heartedly out of a deep and abiding outrage at the waste of our lives. And it may be power, too, is haunted by this from the other side, for them, by what it might miss of our creativeness in the 7 billion brains on the planet. Remember, we keep getting that from MIT. The billions of brains they want to be linked to electronically. Or they want us to link to them electronically. But power has ever wanted to have its cake and eat it. They want us caged, yet they want us to produce what can only come from freedom. So do we see that though the goal they set, the result to which they are unalterably committed, can never happen, cannot be met, our lives will be sacrificed nonetheless ad infinitum if we don't stop them by taking back our birthright, our earth's gift, our commonness in holding close to our one breast, the planet.